Hi, I'm PC Matthew. I hope today's meditation would guide you to reflect Jesus more in your life.
Day 20, becoming like Him in His truth. Jesus said, "I am the truth." God is truth and He wants His children to be truthful in everything. There are no lies and falsehood when we see the relationship of the Trinitarian God. Then where did this untruth emanate from? At the Garden of Eden, when the devil spoke to Eve, he twisted God's words and intentions, causing Eve to believe that they will certainly not die if they ate the fruit. They believed the half-truth of Satan, and then what followed were generations that would die spiritually and physically. Since the fall, there are no humans that are not spiritually dead and can discern the deception of the master liar. Satan is referred to by Jesus as the father of lies. Those who belong to that father will live in untruth and lies. Thus, the truth has to do with whom we are following. Unless the God of truth takes over our lives, we will not be able to be true in all the areas of our life. True to God, true to our conscience, true to our word, and true in every relationship so that our lives reflect who we worship. The psalmist reminds us that God desires truth in our innermost being. We can be quite insensitive in discerning between the truth and a lie. Several things in our life need His truth to shine through to expose the lies. To be truthful in everything seems almost impossible today because the whole system of the world is balancing on lies and half-truths. Pilate asked Jesus, "What is the truth?" And then he walked away without knowing the truth. Becoming like Him in His truth requires us to give the rightful place to the God of truth to reign and invade every area of our life. God and His Word should be the ultimate authority to help us discern the truth. We must obey His truth for all of God's blessings to follow. When we live by God's truth, we become enemies of this world. We will be hated by others and become a pain to people around us. That is why we need the God of truth to be with us and to lead us. He has promised us His presence. So let us be courageous to be truthful in this untruthful world. Let us pray. Come, Lord, and reign in me, that every area of my life will reflect Your truthfulness. In my behavior and words, help me reflect the truth of God and give me courage to stand up for the truth by the power of Your Spirit, even when the truth is unpopular. In Jesus' name, Amen.
We hope you've been blessed by this devotion. Today's devotion was read by my wife, Sibby Matthew. Can you please share this with someone today? These devotions have now been compiled as a book and is available for a small donation towards Urban India Ministries. Please visit our website urbanindia.org to get your copy as well as other resources. God bless.